Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers at Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now to start the hour off, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
All right, we've had some people ask us if we're aware of the Haitian missionaries that were apparently kidnapped, 17, including members of the families and kids. You got a little bit of information. I've got a little bit of information, but I'm not getting a lot. So what do you know?
There's 16 U.S. citizens and one Canadian. Of that, there's 5 men, 7 women, and 5 children. The name of the group is called the 400 Mawazo, whatever the heck that means.
Right.
But they've been around for a while. They are, in fact, a gang. They generally do things like steal cars, but they're mostly, you know, they're not in necessarily Port-au-Prince, although they watch traffic go in and out of Port-au-Prince, and they take their opportunities. So we have the State Department that's very involved in this. They're asking for a $20,000 ransom, which isn't a lot of money, but that's what it is. And we'll necessarily see. One American citizen has gotten on a WhatsApp group post calling for some help, and they said they're being held hostage. They've kidnapped the driver. We don't know where they're taking us. So, yeah, that's kind of where we are with this.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, Kamala Harris appears to be in law-breaking mode with a video that actually violates a couple of different things. Now, I'll just explain this briefly and then turn it over to you. Kamala Harris illustrated yesterday, and this was on Sunday, that she released a video that went to 30 black churches where she clearly endorses Terry McAuliffe to be Virginia's next government. Now, this is technically allowed for the vice president because she's exempt from the Hatch Act to endorse a candidate, but the playing of this video in a church is specifically not allowed because it violates something called the Johnson Amendment. And, yes, that's the same guy that was the president of the United States that took over after John F. Kennedy, because in 1954, Congress approved an amendment by then-Senator Lyndon Johnson to prohibit 501c3 organizations, which includes charities and churches, from engaging in any political campaign activity. Your turn.
And if a church does, in fact, engage in political activity, they can be fined or they can lose their status altogether.
Yes.
Now, the Hatch Act, not only is Kamala Harris involved in perhaps violating the Hatch Act, but so is Jen Psaki herself.
Yep.
And she was confronted on that last week in a press briefing, and she said, or by the press, I don't think it was in a briefing, and she said that she would watch her words more carefully. That doesn't mean they're going to limit their activity. They're just going to make it not so blatant. But
yeah.
The Hatch Act was passed in 1939, and it limits certain political activities of federal employees from engaging in political coercion, if you will, of federal employees. So that's where we are.
Does anybody other than me not remember Lois Lerner and the Tea Parties and what they attempted to do there?
Yeah. So what's your point on that one?
It was fairly similar to this because they were engaging in political activities as 501c3 organizations, and because of the way this is worded, the tax-exempt organizations, the IRS regulation.
Well, they gave Lois Lerner an exemption from being prosecuted, but the IRS is an entity before they could necessarily be found guilty with all the lawsuits. They admitted wrongdoing.
Yep.
And then gave a financial compensation to a handful of the groups, not all of them.
But, correct.
They didn't pinpoint any specific person. Remember, we went through, two or three or four IRS commissioners in succession under the Obama administration.
Correct. And at one time you would have thought Lois Lerner was running the department.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was on television every 10 minutes, it seemed like. But no, that's the situation with that, and we'll see what happens. Okay, now I'm watching my clock. I don't have enough time to get into this next one, and here comes the music. But folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the sand dune scandal. That's right, the sand dune scandal. You won't believe this one, and I'm going to throw Nancy Pelosi into the middle of the fire on this one because of something she did, which is the same thing they're trying to accuse former President Trump of. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. That's T-U-G-G-I-E on Tuggy, Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Now, we all know that education of our youth has always been critical, and we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were going to be in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So with that, we welcome to the program our Tuggy the Patriot Pup author and mother and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. These are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. And some of you may have seen the picture I put up there yesterday with a little girl that was holding the Tuggy the Patriot Pup books. That was George the Godfather's granddaughter that's got the books, and she's looking forward to reading and learning about history through those books. Now, keep in mind, you can go to TuggyThePatriotPup.com, that's T-U-G-G-I-E, ThePatriotPup.com, and find out more. Now, these are great books for your children or grandchildren to learn about American history the right way, and an absolute must for anybody that's a homeschooler. They come in English and Spanish, too. Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, ThePatriotPup.com. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have two callers, and both of them are our favorite question askers, so let's go here. Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. I saw on your website, Denise, the Founders Code thing, Joe Biden, is President Biden going to be included in the Hunter Biden money laundering investigation? It seems to me that Biden looks pretty guilty in that scenario there, from what I can, from what you said in the past and stuff. And is there a chance that they might actually get after him a little bit? And the second one was Andrew McCabe thing. My God, how is he going to get away with this, and how can they let him give him all his pension back and everything, just like it never even happened? All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, presidential executive order on the McCabe thing, but go ahead, Denise.
I don't think it was an executive order. They just had a confab over there between the Office of Legal Counsel and the Department of Justice and said, we're going to give this guy McCabe a pass on a countersuit, so that, because if they went to court on this thing, because McCabe was suing to get all this back from him, if they went to court, they'd have to do discovery, and we would find out more details. They didn't want to do that, so they just decided to settle out of court and give him pretty much everything that he wanted. So is there a two-tier justice system? Absolutely. As far as Biden is concerned, this Department of Justice isn't going to do a blasted thing when it comes to all things Biden. But John Durham, one thing's going to lead to another, I believe, and it's going to take a very long time. Unless we obviously know that John Durham is very slow and very methodical.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget that Hunter not only is under investigation, he's admitted that.
Yes.
But it isn't just about tax evasion, but it was also money laundering because of the people that he was dealing with.
Yep.
And a couple of them have been prosecuted in their home countries.
Yep.
So they obviously have the emails. The FBI has the laptop. The FBI has the laptop. They've mm-hmm. had the laptop for a very long time. So this isn't going to sideswipe, you know, any kind of investigation, investigative officials. They have it. So are they going to do anything? They'll wait out the clock.
Right. Okay. Let's go to Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise. Hey, Denise, I have a comment question for you right quick. You know, the Democrats, Socialists, Marxists are well aware that Joe Biden has destroyed their chance of rebounding in 2022 and possibly in 2024. Now, 80% left-wing news is the insurrection, and they're trying hard to nail Trump face at the Capitol. Now, we have Facebook contribution to Biden's election, over $750 million, served as a springboard for Zuckerberg, many companies formed during the election. Now, these companies took in money from left-wing donors that empowered Zuckerberg's plan to add billions in stockpile cash. It was used nefariously. Mark Zuckerberg is a traitor, a damn turncoat demon, mystic person. Mark Levin, Fox News Sunday night, exposes information on left-wing Marxism in a way no one can describe. Attorney Levin, keep up the good work. We love what you're doing over there. Now, Denise, my question to you is, Facebook Zuckerberg, the way he structured that campaign money of $761 million for the left-wing election campaign, is there major federal violations here, Denise? I'll hang up and listen to you.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. And by the way, this is all part of where we're going to be going next year with a sand dune schedule. Go ahead, or scandal. Go ahead, Denise.
It just so happens that I am interviewing Molly Hemingway myself this week, and she has authored the new book titled Rigged.
Yep.
And it is how big tech and media rigged the elections, least of which is Mark Zuckerberg. But Mark Zuckerberg, you call him a traitor, I would say so. He had given millions upon millions into selective locations in order to what he said would be to educate and facilitate the elections under to ensure there was no confusion, there was no problem, and because of COVID. And we know that that is a false premise, but that is you know, money is its own voice, and that could be lobbying, and lobbying is not illegal. It's shameless what he did because, interestingly enough, the federal government already gives millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to every state and locality to carry out elections. So they didn't need Zuckerberg's money to start with, but they were all too happy to take it. So if you want to put things in perspective, I suggest you read the book Rigged.
Now, several media outlets have just blown the lid off what they think is a major scandal in Trump land. The story could have serious ramifications for former President Donald Trump and the Republican Party as it seeks to regain control of the government in upcoming elections. This comes from the likes of Rachel Maddow, Yahoo News, The Hill, and Carl Bernstein. Good luck with that, but they're trying.
Okay, so he has the resort, obviously, in Scotland. And when that resort was being built, they were supposed to not bother or have any destruction to the sand dunes. The Scottish authorities gave the Trump Organization a waiver to proceed with construction. And once the construction was done, then the sand dunes could be repaired. And now the left-wing media is screaming and stomping their feet, got their hands on their hips because there was some destruction. We don't know the extent of that. I can go find it because it was in an email that I got. But anyway, I don't really care. there wasn't a time limit on when the repair or rehabilitation to these sand dunes would take place. So the left-wing media is making a molehill out of sand dunes.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it is what it is, right? And unfortunately, the circumstance is such that they're going to try, and Nancy Pelosi is going to try to jump into this, too. And I'm going to very quickly say Nancy Pelosi is no one that should open her mouth because we can bury her with the facts of what happened in the 1990s when her husband made $200 million by the zoning land change that was made south of the San Francisco airport so they could build a bunch of condos there in a wetlands. Now, there's nothing worse than destroying wildlife and their habitat, and that's exactly what they did in that area. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. She opens her mouth, she's going to get her foot stuck in it. Okay, got to talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, my kid.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at our military news.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A pair of Sunday shooting incidents in America leading the news as multiple people were wounded and two people are in custody after a shooting at a Pennsylvania mall on Sunday afternoon. Police in Lancaster say they were called to the Park City Center just before 2:30. They found six people needed to be taken to local hospitals, though they are expected to recover. The Lancaster Bureau of Police says there's no imminent danger to the public and the two people they believe were responsible are in custody. In Grambling, Louisiana, though, one person is dead and several others wounded after a shooting at Grambling State University. It happened just after 1 a.m. Sunday during a homecoming event. Several victims confirmed at the scene, with one of them being a student who was hospitalized. A non-student was the one who died from their wounds. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. I'll give you their phone number after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And don't forget, check them out online, naa.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is located right down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater, but that's where one is. The other one is up in Massachusetts, in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside of the great city of Boston, Massachusetts. So, You have those two campuses to choose from where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the way you do that is you call them and ask to take the tour. Whichever one is the easiest for you to get to, doesn't matter. The number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Give them a call, ask to take the tour. You'll be able to talk to the students. You'll be able to talk to a teacher or two. You'll be able to talk to the financial people. Because, again, if you're post-9/11 military veteran, your education is probably going to be taken care of because you haven't used the benefits. Now, before that, it'll be prorated unless you've used all your benefits, and then you get a student loan just like anybody else. But you'll be able to find out what you need to find out and go from there and make your decision accordingly. So let's take a look at what's going on with the Pentagon here, because they are facing a class action lawsuit over the vaccine mandates on military, federal employees, and contractors. Now, service members from all five branches of the U.S. military, federal employees, and federal civilian contractors have joined in a class action lawsuit against the Department of Defense over its COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Now, there are 24 plaintiffs that face a deadline under the federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate to receive a COVID-19 vaccine that violates their sincerely held religious beliefs and have been refused any religious exemption or accommodation. This according to the Liberty Council, who's the Christian Liberty firm, our legal firm, rather, that's filed the lawsuit. Now, I will tell you, the lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Florida lists President Joe Biden, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as the defendants. Now, the plaintiffs are asking the court to issue a temporary restraining order to prevent the COVID-19 vaccine mandate from taking effect and ultimately issue an injunction to prevent the Pentagon from enforcing the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. We'll see what happens. This is a fluid situation, and it could literally change within days. We'll let you know, because it's right there, ready to go. Now, also, pertaining to almost the same thing, but a little differently, this week, the Archbishop for the Military Services, United States Army, Timothy P. Broglio, said that troops should be allowed to refuse the mandated COVID-19 vaccine on religious grounds. Now, Broglio described the problematic background behind the COVID-19 vaccines, explaining that they were derived from an abortion-derived cell line, and given this, receiving the COVID-19 vaccine could go against someone's religious beliefs. Broglio also said the troops who find a vaccine in conflict with their faith should be allowed to refuse it. Again, this is a fluid situation, goes along with the lawsuit. We'll see what happens. Now, in the meantime, we have China. The U.S. military, specifically its leadership, has not had a good year. While the bungled, deadly evacuation from Afghanistan was the clearest sign of incompetence yet, that disaster followed decades of failure and corruption. Instead of admitting there's a problem and improving, the U.S. military has been busy prosecuting soldiers for speaking out, like the Marine. Now, by contrast, the Chinese companies are literally eating our lunch. You've heard that comment before, right? They're literally eating our lunch by building the world's largest navy, advancing next-generation technologies, and promoting unity and strength amongst their rank and file. Now, the latest example that's left the United States dumbfounded is what they just did, launching a nuclear-capable hypersonic glider that orbited the Earth and then descended into its target area. Unbelievable, but true. So, where are we going again? Hopefully, they'll get this right, and they'll get this right soon. But in the meantime, the Marine who criticized the disastrous Afghanistan exit, was handed his sentence. Now, his sentence was a letter of reprimand, and Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, Jr., was ordered to forfeit $5,000 of 1 month's pay, which would have been a two-month forfeiture of pay had he not already been in the brig for 9 days for breaking a gag order. Now, the judge said he does not condone Scheller's offenses, but noted his 17 years exemplary U.S. Marine Corps career, saying that his social media incident wasn't going to count against him because he was an officer with an outstanding record, a record he said that he weighed very heavily on. So he got lucky because the letter of reprimand was much less than what was reprimanded. They wanted a lot more. A lot more. The prosecution recommended a forfeiture of $5,000 of pay for 6 months to the letter of reprimand. The maximum penalty could have been forfeiture of two-thirds of his monthly pay for 12 months and a letter of reprimand in addition. The military judge gave him a break. And to that I say, it's about time. But there were procedures that had to be followed, and he went outside the chain of command. Now, quickly, we talked about this last week when we heard about it. Military retirees, disabled veterans, and Social Security recipients, too, are going to see the largest pay raise in decades in 2022. 5.9% is what everyone in that category is going to get. Your paychecks will go up by 5.9% in 2022. You'll be getting more information soon. If you haven't already gotten it, it will be coming to you. I know Social Security is going to be sending a letter out. I believe military is going to be sending both a letter out and emails pertaining to this, which they do through the military system. Okay, finally, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale says to me, the FBI has the Hunter Biden laptop. That means only one thing. No one else will see the information. Sorry, folks, cannot comment on matters under investigation. Denise is right. They're waiting out the clock, Fred in Fort Lauderdale. Well, thank you very much, Fred. I happen to agree with you. I think you're spot on with that one. But what happens in 2022? If the House flips, does that change things? I bet it does. We'll see. We'll see. And here comes the music in my ear. That means guess who's right around the corner? The watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Got some things to talk about there. There's some money news to discuss. It's a Monday morning. Hope you're having a good morning. Hope you're planning on having a great day. I'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Carl Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. I believe I will take it right away. And before we get to Chris Markowski, I need to tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utilities had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body change, a double wishbone suspension added, and it comes standard with a 345 horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Remember, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who've served our great country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, first responders, veterans, and church pastors, too. Find them at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. The website again, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you.
That'll save you a bunch of money on your vehicle when you walk in the doorway. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
You got the woolies on yet up there?
Not that cold yet, no. It's getting there. So, you know, into the 60s a little bit, but it's been actually pretty nice.
Okay, well, it's going to be in the 60s around here this morning and the middle 80s this afternoon, so we're dropping off a little bit, but that's the way it usually gets this time of the year. Listen, the supply chain matter is not going away anytime soon. Buttigieg is not the right guy to be in charge of this. And then we didn't talk about this because we didn't know about it at the time, but I'm going to throw this out there. Joe Biden, with his infinite wisdom, decided to put a Navy admiral kind of at the helm of all of this stuff to help out. Well, the problem is the Navy admiral has no experience when it comes to ships. He was a land jockey that dealt with the trucks, okay, and the transportation on the ground. That may help a little bit, but don't you need to know what the ships are doing and how to do that into the business too?
Yeah, I mean, it's a complete coordination effort. I mean,
sure.
The logistics, supply chain management. And you would think that that'd be something that the military would be, you know, fairly good at, you know, in regards to handling, you know, the logistics in battles and wars and how all the supply chains are handled in regards to that. But I would be looking to the private sector. I would really be looking at the mega companies like Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's and those and how they go about, you know, basically handling their supply chains, which are so massive from all around the country. And you're going to have to fill people in to different spots. I mean, I would be utilizing, if we had to, the military truckers, you know, look to, you know, even the National Guard to some degree if we need to get some more people out there. But the key is also getting rid of some of the burdensome regulations and getting these truckers. It shouldn't take 2 months, for them to, you know, be inspected. Not to mention the fact, it's interesting as well as some of the weird rules that they have. I mean, weird, real stupid rules. In California, certain trucks aren't even allowed to go into the state of California.
Because of the emission standards, you're right.
Yeah, and so, you know, they have trucks in California that drive freight to the California border, and then it's put on a different truck.
Right.
I mean, it's just stupid stuff right now. And, you know, the president should probably try to override that and, you know, get something done. But again, that will go against his progressive group and his in Congress, and then they'll get all upset. The progressives around the country get upset. I'm sorry, something needs to be done.
Right.
We don't have electric 18-wheelers. They don't exist.
No, and like I said, we talked about this last week, about the restrictions that are involved when it comes to getting the licensing, getting the permitting to go in and out of the port, plus the DHS check you have to do. And in some cases, what used to take maybe a month, which was long enough, it's now taking upwards to 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks.
Yeah, it's way too long. A month's too long, quite frankly. It shouldn't take that long to get this stuff handled.
And by the way, pursuant to the port director himself, because he said it on Friday, it's going to take 2 to 3 months to get it set up to where they can operate 24/7.
Yeah, that's because they choose to do things that slow. Don't tell me it's going to take that long. You know, it's just patently absurd. The reason why things are, you know, talking about how they're taking so long, when it comes to this as well, it's having the right staffing that they're already, you know, backed up from as far as the eye can see. Got to find some place to put those containers. To disperse this to other areas of the country would seem to me the most logical thing to do, and take some stress off some of those ports that are already being burdened and start getting these ships to other places.
Okay, we've got Backgammon Bob in the line, and I know he's got a money question of some sort for you. So go ahead there, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw on the Fox News where Steve Carlton, one of the programs that they do regularly, and he's calling for a complete disengagement with China, and on the theory that they are actually our enemy, and even though we haven't declared war on them, they have effectively declared war on us.
Yeah.
And that this could be in effect affected by the means of the no trading with the enemy policy. So, statutes. Okay, that's it,
Dan. All right, well, I don't think we're going to declare China an enemy because they own most of the members of this Congress.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, we can't. I mean, we get our stuff from there. I don't want to work through and try to head towards a war. Why would we go in that direction when we're looking to say, hey, you know what, we want to go to war with these people? It doesn't make any sense. Not to mention the fact that we have, you know, like I said, all we make our stuff is made there. I mean, the supply chains that exist right now. I mean, you want to talk about empty shelves that they have around the country now and the issues now? Big disaster. We can't just up and do this overnight. This takes a lot of time. You got to start moving. If you want to completely disengage with China, I think you want to engage more in countries. The more you do business with people, the more entrenched you become, working relationship with them, the less chance something bad is going to happen.
Well, we were working more with Vietnam, more with South Korea, more with Japan, trying to get things away from China, and I don't know where that's at the moment, but up until the time that Joe Biden took over, we were doing quite well with that.
Yeah, but it's still not even close. I mean, where do we get most of, we just look at iPhones. You can look at a million different items that you purchase. Go online. You know, you need a new piece of furniture. I mean, whatever it may be, most of the stuff is.
How about the chips?
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of it's coming from Taiwan. I mean, there's other issues at hand. I'm sorry. I'm not, that's the last thing this country needs right now is another war.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree, and it's bad enough that China and Taiwan are playing big boy, little boy back and forth, because that could get very costly very quick, since we have been told by Taiwan anyway that they just might have nuclear weapons.
Who knows? But again, there's not much we're going to be able to do in that situation, to be quite frank. It's right off the coast. That's going to be up to Taiwan to handle that situation. We're not going to be able to do it.
Now, a lot of people are wondering about the stock market, because people are wondering, should I put money in? Should I sit here and wait and see what happens? Should I sell? I mean, what is, and again, the stock market is a long term opportunity. It's not something you just jump in there one day and you jump out the next.
No, absolutely. People do that, we'll lose perpetually. I'm every portfolio for, got clients all over the world, every state. Everyone's different. Everyone's situation is unique and different. Everyone's portfolio is different. Everybody's risk tolerance is different. But one thing I've never done is jump in and out of the markets and trying to time what's going to happen next. It's an exercise in futility. As long as you own high quality, you own fundamentally sound, you don't go into the latest fad trends and get that whole idea, the fear of missing out thing in your head, you're going to be fine over the long term, and that's what it is. It's an investment vehicle. It's not a gambling vehicle.
Eric is telling me the price of a single rack of pork ribs at Sam's Club is now $45.
Yeah, it's prices are insane. No doubt about it. It's very, very expensive. Seeing it everywhere. You're seeing it at restaurants. You're seeing it wherever you go. Price is very, very high.
Yeah, and it's not going to go down. I mean, I'm sorry, but wishful thinking if you think it is, because until they get this under control, we're screwed.
The you have the administration that still hasn't figured out that they actually had Jen Psaki on yesterday saying that inflation is a good thing. Prices going up is a good thing.
Yeah, I heard her say that, and I just wanted to beat something.
Yeah.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that he does. You're going to like it. And he's got a daily podcast, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.